You're listening to SBS News.
Edward Snowden is a familiar name to those who follow US politics. In 2013, he hit the headlines after leaking details of domestic and international surveillance operations being carried out by the United States National Security Agency, where he was working. In an interview with the Guardian newspaper, the then 29-year-old systems administrator revealed why he'd done it.
I'm no different from anybody else. I don't have special skills. I'm just another guy who sits there day to day in the office, watches what's happening, and goes, this is something that's not our place to decide. The public needs to decide whether these programs and policies are right or wrong.
The program that Snowden exposed involved the bulk collection of telephone records, which were then data mined for connections to terrorist groups. US authorities charged him 9 years ago with espionage offences, but Snowden fled to Hong Kong and then to Russia.
I do intend to ask for political asylum in Russia. I believe that the legal means to stay in Russia safely, to attempt to move to Latin America, is to request asylum in the Russian Federation.
At the time, Patrick Ventrell from the State Department told reporters they were hopeful of taking Snowden into custody.
We do think that based on law enforcement cooperation, there are ways that we can have him return, notwithstanding that we don't have an extradition treaty.
But attempts to convince Russia to surrender Snowden have repeatedly failed. Putin has maintained he would not turn him over to US authorities.
As for extradition, there was no possibility. We can hand over citizens to countries with which we have an appropriate international agreement on the extradition of criminals. We have no such agreement with the United States.
There has been some speculation that Snowden's actions were part of a years-long Russian plot to destabilize the West, but the Russian president has also always insisted that the Federation had no involvement in the situation.
From an intelligence point of view, we do not work with him and have never worked with him. We don't bother him with questions about what was being done in relation to Russia and the agency he worked for.
Moscow granted Snowden permanent residency rights in 2020, paving the way for him to obtain Russian citizenship. And now authorities have granted him just that, Snowden's name appearing in a decree from President Vladimir Putin conferring citizenship on 72 foreign-born individuals. The former contractor himself seems to have confirmed the news on social media. On his official Twitter account, he says he's been separated from his parents for years and had no desire to be separated from his sons as well. He posted that a little stability will make a difference for his family. Though the White House has declined comment, the US still say they want Snowden returned to the United States to face a criminal trial. And State Department spokesman Ned Price says the news does not necessarily mean Snowden has lost his American credentials.
I'm not aware of any change in his citizenship status. I am familiar with the fact that he has in some ways denounced his American citizenship. I don't know that he's renounced it. Our position has not changed. Mr. Snowden should return to the United States, where he should face justice as any other American citizen would.
The news has led to some speculation about Snowden being drafted into Russian military service. It's been less than a week since Putin announced Russia's first public mobilization since World War II to shore up its faltering invasion of Ukraine. But lawyer Anatoly Kusherina says his client could not be drafted because he has not previously served in the Russian army. Deborah Grok, SBS News.